looking around this crowd and seeing the tens of thousands of people who've come out over the last 3 days, it gives me a lot of hope, and I hope it does for you too. Because if we want a better government, if we want government that looks to the long-term well-being of its people, not to short-term corporate profits, if we want a government that listens to science and pays attention to the huge dangers that are bearing down on us, we have got to come together and fight for it. This government is doing destructive, regressive, and shameful things, but we have to remember the reasons why it is doing it. These behaviours are a clear symptom of a deeper sickness, and we have to fight that sickness. The bigger problem is the power that sits behind them, the power of the corporations that are polluting our politics to protect their profits. And there is no clearer example of this than the coal and gas industries that are expanding right across this country right now at a terrifying rate. Barging onto farmers' lands where they are not wanted, blocking access to sacred sites, colluding with governments to change the law, fracking and cutting huge mines like open sores across our landscape, threatening ecosystems like the Great Barrier Reef, poisoning our water, making people sick with smoke and dust and chemicals, blocking proper research into the damage that they are causing, and of course, releasing huge amounts of carbon into our atmosphere. The science on this is super simple. If we let them pump out all the carbon they plan to pump out, the world is in deep, deep shit. If we let them get away with it, climate change will be deep into the danger zone well before I finish my working life. But fossil fuel companies are able to get away with this, able to get away with polluting our world because they have polluted our politics. And there was never a clearer example of this than during the debate over the mining tax. The mining industry was able to spend $20 million little bit over $20 million on some advertising to avoid paying the billions in profits that should be ours as the owners of these resources. $20 million to keep billions in profits, not a bad investment. And we see this same sickness around the world. Every year, fossil fuel companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars lobbying, advertising, so-called research aimed at confusing, obfuscating, and delaying the moment of reckoning, the moment where the coal, oil, and gas industries are forced to start leaving their reserves in the ground, leaving their assets stranded. So they pollute our politics and try to destroy what little chance we have left of avoiding catastrophe. We could pay a modest insurance premium for some halfway rational climate policy, but they would have us crash society so that they can make a profit. Well, the truth is, business won't change until the governments force them to change, and government won't change until the people force them to change. We have got to draw a line in the sand and fight the power that sits behind our government. Here are three things that you can do when you leave here today to take on the fossil fuel industries. Number one, if you have a bank account with any of the four big banks, I'm talking Westpac, ANZ, Commonwealth or NAB, they are putting your money into the industries and the projects that are wrecking our future. Our government, behind us there and in the states across our country, are letting this happen. Say no, not in our name. Put your money in any of the other banks that aren't funding the industries that are wrecking our future. Number two, what about our superannuation? Super is supposed to look after us in our retirement. But unless you've done something about it already, your super, your retirement savings, are almost certainly invested in the fossil fuel industries that are going to destroy your retirement. And that makes no sense. Move to a fund that isn't wrecking our future. And what about all of the local groups that we all belong to? The religious groups, the universities, and the local governments. Where are they putting our money? Well, unfortunately, too many of them are investing in fossil fuels. The ANU is a centre for climate research, and I'm very proud to be a student there. But a big chunk of its endowment is invested in fossil fuels. The ACT is a beacon of leadership on solar and wind. So while Tony Abbott tries to kill the renewables industry, it's being thrown a lifeline by our government here. So Treasurer Andrew Barr, why on this threatened earth are we putting the ACT's money into coal, oil and gas? It makes no sense. Already, the Uniting Church here in the ACT has agreed to pull its investments in coal, oil and gas, joining cities and universities and religious groups around the world. Talk with your religious groups, talk with your university, your local state or territory government, join a local campaign and let's get our money out of fossil fuels. Now, to be clear, divesting from fossil fuels will not damage these industries directly. That's clear. But history shows us this is a very powerful way of taking on damaging industries and compelling government action. And the fossil fuel divestment campaign is the fastest growing divestment campaign in history. By divesting, we send a strong message that enough is enough. We say, not in our name, not with our money, you will not do this to our planet. We deserve better than what we have seen from this government behind me here in Parliament House. But we have to fight for it. We have to fight for confidence in our government, confidence in our future, and confidence in each of us.